You are back on the record.
All right, we're back in session, and I'll advise the board has not taken any formal action on the matters discussed while in executive session. Jerry's here to contradict me if that happens. We're going to jump, John, we'll jump right into the director's comments. It looks like it's going to be pretty brief.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say I'm looking forward to continuing to serve the state of Alaska in my new role, and I appreciate the board's guidance as I do so. I feel very fortunate to be inheriting this strong senior management team, bar none, and have the opportunity to build upon the foundation built by Ted Leonard. And I also really appreciate that Ted continued with Ada and he serves as my coach and mentor through this transition. Now on the regular business, loan reports, project matrices, and education calendars have been provided for your review. If there are questions on these materials, appropriate staff are available to field questions.
Okay. Any questions? No.
And then Jim Hemstaff has requested to provide a brief update on activities of the Project Development and Asset Management Division. Since the chair.
Is it brief, Jim?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. So why is this brief?
Always brief with you.
All right.
I just wanted to run down a quick list of things that are out there that you know are going on. One is that we do have a reimbursement agreement with Fury, and we continue to work the due diligence with Fury. And our schedule right now is to bring a project, if it's ready and appropriate, to the board in the May board meeting. We hope to have a couple interim reports to send off through John to kind of keep so people are aware of what's going on. FedEx. It's working through the system. Their lawyers have signed off of it. It's now to their accounting manager who will sign off. And our message today was we expect to have the signed lease next week. So the FedEx lease is extended to 2023. Okay. We'll execute that. On Mustang has completed Mustang 2, which will be an injection well. They spudded yesterday on Mustang 3, a third well. They're about 500 feet today. The plan is over the next few weeks to re-enter Mustang 1 after Mustang 3 is done and do production tests. So sometime in the next month and a half, we'll have a first production test off their wells. Meanwhile, everything's on schedule relative to procurement and engineering, and we're getting funded with our Singapore partner as appropriate. So I just want to make sure the board was aware of that. And then finally, I'd alluded to, is that we've been helping a company, Alaska Natural Resources to Liquids, look at a GTL project, and this is stemmed off of a GTL study that we did for the state for Representative Mark Newman specifically, and we also ran a special case in that study on a micro-scale gas to liquids plant in the North Slope, which turns out to be very economic from a consultant's perspective, with the goal of being that that plant would produce ultra-low sulfur diesel plus some other crude products from North Slope producers from natural gas to replace what's currently being hauled up the road, of which there have been 3 truck accidents on fuel since January already, which is unheard of. That project is just ongoing. It isn't a full project, but we've been sitting in with meetings with Inertal, as they're called, and Dick Peterson with BP as they try to arrange sales agreement. Possibility exists that this plant would sit on the LNG pad on the North Slope that's right there. We've also had initial kind of requests from BP if we'd be interested in renting some pad space for them to store stuff on this summer, so we're going to kind of chase that down.
And my advice is all or none. You don't want to have multiple people in the pad because you don't know who to chase.
I guess
there's a problem.
Yeah. This would only be if it would be BP, period. Somebody else comes on, we don't want to have them. It would just be a
lot. There's pretty much predicated rates. I can help you with that if you don't know what the lease rates are.
All right. I was just going to charge them as much as I could, but I like to look at your lease rates.
Yeah.
But that really was just the 2 or 3 things I just wanted to point out what was going on. We're actually doing some good things, and projects are working well. One last thing. On the Endeavor, we are just about finished. The last thing we needed to do was we hired Panamanian lawyers to release the lien on the mortgage, which is in Panama, on the rig, so that ASEAN could have full ownership. And someone discovered that someone didn't get their invoice for $5,000 relative to the registration fee, so that's being taken care of. And with that, probably this week we'll be done with that, including lawsuits. So that's all.
Thank you for your excellent work, Jim. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
Could I ask Jim?
Sure.
Jim, is the Amber Mining District Road just sitting idle right now?
I'm going to push that to John.
John?
Yeah, and currently we are compliant with Administrative Order Number 271.
Yes.
And just so we're awaiting directions.
So just okay. So,
yes.
Maybe it's John. The regulation for the Arctic Infrastructure Fund are heading our way in April, it says in the report.
Yes.
I would be interested, you know, when we get regulations, it's really a lot of gibberish to me, and I think other lay people. I think in that particular case, it would be very, very helpful for the board, the lay people on the board, to have not a sectional analysis, but certainly a layman's interpretation and explanation of what the regulations do, because they're written in such a way that you really can't follow.
Sure.
And so I'd like to, because this is foundation work that we're doing, I'd sure like to know what we're going to do, what we're trying to do. Is that be okay?
Certainly.
Thank you.
So, John, I see there's a continuing education opportunities. What do you mean by opportunities? What does this mean? Does this mean board members can look at this?
And this is, item 8, there are different courses that are available for staff. I would have to check to see available.
I see the annual conference is in Alaska in October.
And the October, for the IMDC annual conference, Ada is actually one of the prime sponsors of that.
Okay.
Of
that. All right. Thank you. Any questions? Any board comments? Item number 9.
I just have one comment. I was looking at some of the anticipated funding coming forward, and it looks like we have a loan coming from a Fairbanks bank, not McKinley Bank. I hadn't seen them in the past, so it's good to see we're supporting the local banks up there in Fairbanks. So, anyway.
Russell?
Well, I just wanted to welcome John into his new position. I think he's going to do fantastic. I think he's got a very supportive, very strong team, and we're looking forward to some good things that we'll be driving toward.
Thanks, Russell. I do same comments. Looking forward to working with you, John, and continuing on the direction. And I, as I said when you first started, that Ada today and Ada in 4 years will be a little bit different. And that's good. That's changed. It's with the world as we see it. So we look forward to you guiding us through that, and also look forward to pressing the board with opportunities and ideas, challenging us. That's something we look forward to.
Thank you.
Our next board meeting is Thursday, April 30th, and with that, I will take a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second. We're adjourned.